Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for April 30th, 2013. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'll be speaking with Elena Baroni and Raffaella Bonecchi about a paper that appears in this week's issue of Science Signaling on the signaling events that are initiated by an atypical chemokine receptor. Leukocytes, or white blood cells, are recruited to tissues that are infected or inflamed by secreted signals called chemokines. Chemokines activate chemokine receptors that are present on the cell surface of leukocytes to guide them toward the sites where they're needed. Chemokine receptors belong to a family of G-protein-coupled receptors, or GPCRs, and activation of many of these receptors promotes cell migration towards the chemokine source, which is crucial for recruiting leukocytes to the site of infection. However, there's a subset of these chemokine receptors that don't induce cell migration, and they're classified as atypical or silent chemokine receptors. Even though they don't induce cell migration, these atypical receptors are still important in the immune response because they can do things like affect the trafficking and the degradation of chemokines. In a study published in the current issue of Science Signaling, Elena Baroni and Raffaella Bonecchi present their results from an investigation into the signaling properties of the atypical chemokine receptor D6. Baroni and Bonecchi spoke to me from the University of Milan. Dr. Baroni, Dr. Bonecchi, welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Thank you.
Raffaella, typical chemokine receptors guide leukocytes toward the source of the chemokines by initiating cell migration up that chemokine gradient. Atypical chemokine receptors, on the other hand, don't promote cell migration. Instead, they seem to show quite an array of different functions in leukocytes. What are some of the effects of activating these atypical chemokine receptors? How do they contribute to the immune response?
Atypical chemokine receptors shape the chemokine gradient, performing different functions. They can remove, transport, or concentrate the chemokines in order to provide the correct gradient toward which the leukocytes have to migrate. They are able to control the bioavailability of chemokines in normal condition, but also in inflamed tissue, and are necessary for the correct migration of leukocytes to the inflammatory site, but also for the migration of cells from the inflammatory site to the lymph nodes. And this regulation of the chemokine bioavailability is necessary not only for this orchestrated movement of immune cells, but also for the resolution phase of the immunity, because the tissue need, after inflammation, need to return to the homeostatic condition.
Elena, you mentioned in the paper that these atypical receptors are often referred to as silent receptors because they don't initiate G-protein signaling like other G-protein-coupled receptors. Are these functions of atypical chemokine receptors independent of signaling activity entirely, or are they just independent of G-protein signaling?
We know that despite typical chemokine receptors have been always referred to as silent due to the presence of mutation in their structural determinants involving G-protein activation, there are increasing evidence in literature demonstrating that atypical chemokine receptor sustain their immunoregulatory function through their retained ability to activate intracellular signaling pathway independently from G-protein but selectively through the recruitment of beta-arrestin. The atypical chemokine receptors are currently referred to as a beta-arrestin bias receptor.
The signaling activity of atypical chemokine receptor is required for their function, because if you remove or inhibit their signaling activity, the regulatory function is not exerted. So the signaling activity of the atypical chemokine receptor is required for their role in the shaping of the chemokine gradient that I described before.
And so let's focus now specifically on the atypical chemokine receptor that you focused on in this study, which is one called D6. How does activation of D6 affect leukocyte cell biology, or more generally, how does it affect the immune response?
We have found that D6 have a regulatory function through the control of excessive chemokine production that happens at the site of inflammation. It is required for the correct migration of dendritic cells from the inflammatory site to the lymph nodes, where they stimulate the adaptive immune response, so the T lymphocytes. And this is necessary to specifically produce antibodies, for example, for the pathogen. Moreover, D6 activity is required for the correct extravasation of leukocytes from the bone marrow. And we have found that this activity is both in homeostatic and inflammatory situation. We have used mice that are genetically deficient for D6, and we have found that they have exacerbated inflammation, and this inflammation results in excessive chemokines in the draining lymph nodes, and these excessive chemokines inhibit the recruitment of dendritic cells. And at the same time, we have found that granulocytes and monocytes are recruited in a massive manner from the bone marrow at the lymphoid organs, and also this mechanism inhibit the development of the adaptive immune response.
You mentioned that the lymphoid organs in the mice lacking D6 have excess chemokines. So is that because of the degradative function of D6, that one of its functions is to promote the degradation of these chemokines?
Yes, one thing that we have forgotten to mention is that D6 is highly expressed by lymphatic vessels, especially efferent lymphatic vessels that drive chemokines to lymph nodes. So lacking this degradation activity of chemokines, chemokines produced at inflammatory sites are massively driven to the lymph node. And so this results in a dysregulated immune response, especially because dendritic cells are not able to migrate to the lymph node itself because there is this excessive inflammation.
They're getting the wrong mix of chemokine signals.
Yes, because they need to follow the gradient of lymphoid chemokines and not the gradient of inflammatory chemokines. So the chemokines have to be mopped up at the inflammatory site in order to leave the dendritic cells to leave the tissue and migrate to the lymph node.
You looked at the signaling events that are downstream of D6. What intracellular signaling events or signaling pathways specifically does ligand binding to D6 at the cell surface initiate?
With this paper, we firstly demonstrate that there is an activation of a signaling pathway downstream our receptors. And in fact, we found that specifically the chemokine binding to D6 promotes a signaling cascade leading to finally to Coffee phosphorylation through beta arrestin 1, RAC 1, PAC 1, LIMP kinase 1 pathway. This Coffee phosphorylation is very important for the activity of our receptor because we found that the phosphorylation of this protein is required to promote actin rearrangements, which are necessary to sustain the degradative function of these receptors. And interestingly, in our paper, we found also that the same signaling pathway has been reported to be activated downstream of also conventional chemokine receptor, but through a G-protein-dependent signaling pathway in order to sustain cell migration in response to chemokine. What we have found is that our receptor is able to activate this pathway, but using beta arresting. So the selective activation of the signaling pathway through beta arresting shifts our receptor from the chemotactic activity to the chemokine scavenger function.
Do the typical chemokine receptors signal both through G proteins and through beta arrestin, or only through the G proteins?
Yes, typical chemokine receptor can signaling through both signaling modules, so with G protein and also with arrestin. But normally the pathway that are activated through beta arrestin by a typical chemokine receptor are pathway that are involved in their desensitization. So in initiating all the processes that are leading to silencing the activity of the receptor. On our ends, for the atypical chemokine receptor like D6, the beta-arrestin pathway is not used to desensitize the receptor, to block their function, but to promote their function. So there is this dual function of arrestin in case of typical or atypical chemokine receptors.
Obviously, these aren't silent receptors, so why are they called silent receptors?
Because probably until now, the beta-arrestin pathway was less studied, was not very well understood. So until now, the other atypical chemokine receptor have been studied for their canonical signaling, like chemotaxis, so induction of cell migration, activation on known intracellular pathway, and are less studied for the beta-arrestin-dependent pathway. So we think that now we have to study again the receptor that are thought to be silent, focus in particular to this beta-arrestin pathway.
Elena Raffaella, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
That was Elena Baroni and Raffaella Bonecchi, authors of a paper that appears in the current issue of Science Signaling. That paper's title is Beta-arrestin-dependent activation of the cofillin pathway is required for the scavenging activity of the atypical chemokine receptor D6. And that wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa VanHook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.